welcome to the City Gospel Movements podcast, where our goal is to help celebrate and accelerate gospel movements around the world by interviewing leaders and hearing their stories. I'm Daryl Crouch, and today we have with us Rob Kelly. Rob is the leader of a city movement in Charlotte, North Carolina, called For Charlotte. So listen in to this first part of a two-part interview with Rob Kelly.
Well, I'm honored to have Rob Kelly on the podcast today. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Daryl.
Rob, you're with For Charlotte. Can you tell us how you started on this journey and what got you into city transformation work to start with?
Sure. Yeah, I was a pastor for 13 years, working in churches and also starting some ministries in the city over the last, 10, 15 years. And some of it was about bringing churches together to engage certain issues in the city. One was a ministry we launched called Charlotte One that was engaging churches to reach millennials, 20, 30-somethings, doing some work with the seminary at Gordon-Conwell, bringing churches together. But most of my time just as a pastor, and I always say that there was two roads that led to For Charlotte. One was pragmatism, in the sense that there was so much redundancy and inefficiencies and lack of communication between churches and ministries that, we just really are better together. And so there's a pragmatic response to it. And being in a large church in the city for a long time, you just always saw all of that siloed, segmented, divided system that the city was operating, especially the church world was operating out of. But more than that, the most important lane is the lane of theology. It's like, what does our Lord Jesus pray for, right? I always say he bookends the upper room with the exact same teaching. John 13, 34, 35, this is after, disciples, they take the Lord's Supper, tells Judas to leave. He's left there with the 11. He gives them one new command, love one another. By this, the world will know. John 14, 15, 16, John 17, he prays for them, Father, may they be one so that the world may know. And so this call towards the unity of the body of Christ is clearly the greatest declaration of the gospel that our Lord Jesus prayed for. And so that's what we believe. And that's really ultimately what this is about, to seek a movement to unite the church to transform our city. And that's what we've been driving hard on for the last 6-7 years.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you and others I've heard say and write that unity for the sake of unity is really not our goal. Unity for the sake of the mission and transformation is really the goal.
Absolutely. Like, there's a beautiful truth that it just blows my mind every time I think about, is that, Daryl, you and I, we are perfectly united right now because of the union that we share with God and each other in the person of Christ Jesus. And we will spend eternity together, perfectly united in a perfectly redeemed city, the New Jerusalem, right? This is what the scriptures tell us. And so we have this amazing opportunity living on Christ's mission to show the world what this eternal reality can, just a glimpse of what it can look like now. And to show that this unity is for the full flourishing, the full shalom of the place that God has placed us, or in this case, the city God has placed us.
I love that. And those are important things for all of us to remember, that this isn't a project. This is eternity. This is a glimpse, like you say, of the glory of God and the future that we have with him.
Amen.
That's so good. Well, we're all paying attention to For Charlotte. We are grateful for the work you're doing there and what God is doing there. But for a lot of us who may not know, are kind of new to city transformation work, can you just tell us a little bit about Charlotte and how you see God at work there in your city?
Sure. I love my city, and I think that's a prerequisite to jumping into any of this work probably. But when you love something, you're also burdened for it because you see the hurt, the injustice, the division within your city. And despite how awesome it is, and I really do believe it's one of the best places on earth, there is so much division here. And within the church and within the city itself, we even define our division as called the wedge and the crescent. They call it the South Charlotte Wedge, which is kind of a pie-shaped area, which is white, upper middle class to upper class. It's where all the best schools are, what have you. And then you have the Crescent, which goes from west to north to east Charlotte, which is majority minority, economically challenged, socioeconomically challenged schools. And so you can really draw dividing lines in our city. And we've become known for that. And unfortunately, the church has been deeply siloed, segmented, and divided for a long time. And so out of that call towards oneness that we have biblically, but also this pragmatic desire we see to have the church come together to engage the needs of our city has really led to what we're doing now. And so it's exciting to be a part of. God's doing some fantastic things in our city, bringing churches together and bringing the full Big C church together, not just churches. But it's a lot. It's a lot of work.
So, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about, and maybe just give us a two or three examples of how that's working and what For Charlotte is about, and some of those, I don't know, success stories, if you will, of how you're working together to see the transformation of your city.
Sure. I mean, really, we base everything we do kind of on this idea of a what does it look like to build a new platform or a new operating system? If the current operating system in our city led to the outcomes that we have now, right? Every system produces the outcomes it was designed to produce, okay? Well, what we have landed in is a system that's divided, siloed, segmented, and divided. Okay, that's where we land, which has led to all this injustice, inequality, all these, not to mention lostness and spiritual issues in our city. So what we've been thinking through is what does a new system look like that can propel a movement of the unified body of Christ for the transformation of the city? And that led us over these last 6-7 years to develop 4 main lanes or 4 verticals, if you think of them in an organizational system, that propel us forward. First and foremost, a movement needs people. So you need relationships, right? And so what we did is we created networks of pastors as well as working groups of leaders, Christian leaders. The networks of pastors meet geographically. We are really excited to be launching our 10th network of churches in South Charlotte here in just the next month. But that's right now about 150 churches within these different networks that are meeting regularly. Very scalable principles, right? That you can come together around a shared value set that can engage the needs of the city. Next, I say movements need a day. And so we had a large gathering recently called Movement Day Charlotte, which is again, movements need to have a neutral convening ability. And so we do a lot of neutral convening. That was Movement Day Charlotte, bringing together Christian leaders from the marketplace, from ministries, from the church, from our city, all coming together to cast a vision of what our city could look like. And so again, that's scalable on a large level and on smaller levels too. We do a lot of smaller gatherings. Mm-hmm. Third, movements need a focus, I like to say. And so a focus means if you really want to move the needle and see measurable transformation in the city, you need to know what needles you're trying to move. And so we do a lot of research, right? And we've produced some reports and some resources that can help frame how the collective body of Christ in the city can engage the needs of the city, whether they be the physical or spiritual needs of Charlotte. And finally, we learned that collaboration and what we call operational unity is difficult. It's messy. It takes a lot of work. And so movements really need tools to help facilitate collaboration. So we've been building technologies, specifically an online platform to help facilitate collaborative mission in our city. And so again, all of these are built on this scalable platform principles that can be easily reproduced over and over again in our city.
Yeah, that is so good and helpful. Those 4 verticals, I think, are a framework that, like you say, they're scalable. No matter the size of the city or the size of the movement that you anticipate, they're a place where we can all start.
Yeah, just as a little side note, I love to read most people listening to this don't know me, but I'm a total like Bible nerd, theology nerd, love this stuff. But the last 5, 6, 7 years, almost I've really dug into the social sciences. I'm super intrigued and fascinated with how people groups work, how social movements work, how sociology, all these things. And even a lot of how startup entrepreneurial efforts get going. And Eric Ries wrote The Lean Startup, which is a fascinating book, but his most recent book really hits this thing great. It's called The Startup Way. I'm giving a little plug for a book for a guy I don't even know. But if you can take these principles, and they really have given me words for what we've been trying to do for the last 6-7 years, is he says this. He goes, you think big, start small, and scale fast. And that is great city movement teaching. Have a vision for your city. So think big, God-sized dream, but start small with something where you can really get your minimum viable product, your MVP, get it done right, get it done well. And then once you get it right, scale it, man, and scale it fast.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Very helpful.
Yeah. We've seen some of your work in terms of exegeting the community. I happened to be able to attend Movement Day, and I saw the resource that you provided there in Charlotte. Just an incredible resource that I anticipate, and I'm sure you meant it this way. You and I haven't talked about it, but what a great resource for anybody coming into the Charlotte community or living and working in Charlotte to know the city. Can you talk to us about what that takes to exegete or really understand the community and how you and your team went about that?
Sure. I mean, like, obviously no one has a corner on this market. I think we all try to do the best with what we have. And over the last 18 years in different forms of ministry, and especially spending most of that time in the church world and really learning the hard way, quite frankly, making a lot of mistakes and screwing up a lot myself, and then seeing it done the wrong way most of the time, I felt like, in other places, what you realize is that there's a lot of really well-intentioned bad mission that goes on in cities, just in general. And I like to think of it this way, is that I found that there seems to almost be a decision-making deficit in how the church approaches ministry or mission, specifically decisions, that they base their decisions on biblical conviction, which is good. Of course, we want to, it's always right to love someone, you know, to feed the hungry, care for the least of these among us, as our Lord Jesus commands. But they will not make their decisions based on real information. And so, which is bad, right? So what we want to do is try to marry those two. We want to say, how does our biblical convictions and the needs, the true needs of our city, how can you marry those in such a way to propel the church forward to meet the needs of the city in a unified way? And so that starts with the fact that, as opposed to us picking and choosing what we think our metrics should for ministry success should be, that our city itself literally is the metric, whether it be the physical or spiritual or societal needs of the city. And so we began this project just literally with an idea a couple years ago to say, you know, what are the needs? And not what we think they are, but actually what are they? And so we started this project called the Charlotte State of the City Report. And it really was a 18-month project that involved 25 to 30 people that were a part of this team. We collected publicly available, locally sourced information on a lot of the physical needs of our city. There's what they call an upward mobility crisis in Charlotte that quantifies the racial division, socioeconomic divisions, many others. We looked at many of the other issues that we could find. Then we commissioned research with agencies such as BARNA, American Bible Society, the Center for Bible Engagement, that we're already doing great work. And then we brought it together. We connected it to what the scriptures say about these needs in our city. And then we got a lot of really respected leaders, marketplace leaders, ministry leaders, and pastors in our city to contribute their thought kind of as contributors, editorial contributors, on how to engage these needs. But we let the research speak for itself. We didn't try to fit it into a box. We literally said, here's what the needs are. And when we were done, we realized that they basically fit in 5 lanes. And so those, we created language that was reproducible. And we call it the 5 M's. And so it landed that we call it mobility matters for upward mobility. We call it the margins matter for those on the margins of society, as Jesus calls the least of these among us, right? We said millennials matter. We did a lot of generational research on the state of Christianity within the different generations and recognize there's a massive disconnect from Gen X to millennial, as well as continuing on in Gen Z. 4th is the marketplace matters, that we live in a city that's got tons of commerce, and what does it look like to unleash the marketplace? And then 5th, and maybe I should start with this, but the multiplication matters. And this is, how do we multiply the gospel, multiply churches, multiply disciples, multiply campuses, ultimately multiply this incredibly good news that God loved us in Jesus. And so, which is, you know, the call of the church. And we brought together the research that shows the need to do all of those, if that makes sense. And we had incredibly generous donors and partners come alongside it and turn it into something that was beautiful and compelling that is being used a lot by the greater church in our city, which we're super grateful for.
Yeah, really adding value to the city at large, not just to the or whatever agenda you might have. And I think when we talk about agenda, it's easy for us to come into the room as pastors or as leaders and assume the agenda. But this resource really lays it out to say, if we really want to serve the city, here's where the needs really are, not just where we want them to be or where we, you know, kind of our, I guess, hobby horse, maybe a term that we're familiar with, that our comfort zone, the lane that we're most familiar with. So it provides some data that helps us really love our city in a way that makes a difference. I appreciate you joining us on the City Gospel Movements podcast today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dale. Thanks so much.